The township is using the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to the COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming to treatment center. The public is invited to attend and participate by the way of a call in number and password. Okay. Adequate notice of the meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, or dial in the form information. And to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy of the official newspaper on the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance of the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minute. The township continue to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in the work an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wish to speak during any public comment portion, please press *9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute members of the public individually if they have to their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time that you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during the each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers, an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of the reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Cedar.
Mr. Bullard? Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Administrator Tim Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you. Please stand for flag of salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, item number 5, comments from administration and council regarding for adjournment of any matter on the agenda. There's no comments. So go item number six, open to the public. Now. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At this time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
And just a reminder, this is with regard to item 11 on the agenda, the consent agenda item. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes. You say your name and address, please.
Yeah, my name is Prateek. Address is 29 Redbud Road.
Yes.
Okay, I heard something for consent for 11. Did we pass number 7?
No.
Hello?
Mr. Patel? No, we are on item number 6 on the agenda, which is open to the public regarding consent agenda items number 11. If you have any comments about item number 11, you would state those now, and then we'll move on to number 7 next. Did you have a comment with regard to the consent agenda items, Mr. Patel?
Not for 11 right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Please state your name and address, please.
Yes.
Come on, man. I'm not me.
It looks like no comments from the public. Okay, number 7. Okay, oh, public portion is closed. Now, number 7, ordinance for the second reading. Adopting the redevelopment plan for the property commonly known as 1570 South Washington Avenue and designated as Block 5101, Lot 5-02, 6-02, and 702. Now, it's open for the public. Ms. Siddhar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Approving a Redevelopment Plan for Block 5101, Lots 5.02, 6.02, and 7.02, was introduced on the first day of January 2021. And have passed the first reading and was published on the 6th day of January 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 26, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-01.
Open to the public. Any comments or questions?
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
This is Prateek.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have an objection regarding this building, this warehouse on that Washington Avenue, if that's the portion related to that lot. And the purpose is very simple. I would like to have some open land, and I would like council to consider first, have we utilized all available warehouse spaces in Piscataway that is available today before building new ones and opening up for redevelopment and using open spaces? I also would like to add, in case for those open space projects, maybe the land be allocated for either mini farming in terms of industrial use or permaculture, where kids in high school or even in mid school can go and learn something about agriculture hands-on, as opposed to converting everything into a brick town.
Thank you.
Good evening. Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. Is there a payment in lieu of taxes proposal to go along with the area in need of redevelopment? Hello?
Yeah, nothing, this is Tim. Nothing has been filed, and that's, we've not, I've not had any communication with anybody over a pilot on this.
Has anyone else on the council had a conversation about anybody else, about anything else regarding a pilot?
I have not. This is Councilor.
I
have
not.
No.
I've not been aware of that.
No.
It wouldn't be the role of a council person to have a direct discussion or negotiation with a potential developer. That's not something a council person should ever do, frankly.
I'm just responding to the way that Mr. Dacey responded to the question, which was that he hadn't had a conversation and he wasn't aware that anyone else had. So I was just asking to confirm whether anyone else had or hadn't. I don't need you to explain it to me, but thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Please state your name and address, please. Okay, so there is no raise hand, so I want to just close the public portion. Do I have an offer?
Okay. I just, Council President, when at some point I wanted to make a comment on the ordinance. I could do it now, or I could do it some other time. It's up to you. This is Council McConnell.
You can go ahead.
I just wanted to comment for the public that this is a piece of property that we had attempted to buy as open space, and had engaged in various negotiations with the owner to purchase for open space. The owner simply refused to sell it to us at anything close to what any government entity could pay. In other words, we can't buy property at inflated rates beyond appraised value. So we've had lots of discussions over the years. This goes back many years, more than 10 years, that we wanted to purchase this property as additional open space, because we purchased the property or were in the process of across the street. So that's actually the history of it. We did make that attempt. And the first gentleman who had some questions had a good point about some community farming issues. And that is actually part of the plan I know Councilwoman Lombardi could probably comment further on it, but this is, that's actually part of the plan for the proposed environmental park across the street. The property that the 70, I think it's, well, it's more than 75 acres that we did purchase. So I just wanted to make sure there was a clear understanding of the history of the of this particular site. And if somebody else wants to comment further on what we're going to, we want to do across the street, they can do so. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah, this is Councilwoman Chanel McCollum. I just want to basically state that we did have a forum where individuals could come and put forth suggestions. So again, this will be a passive park, and so there will be opportunities for items such as this.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do I have a offer?
Councilman Bullard, yes, you have an offer.
Thank you. Second.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Consider a roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw.
Yes. No. Okay. Item number 8. Ordinance for second reading. Adopting the redevelopment plan for the property commonly known as 141 Circle Drive North and designated as Block 4102 Lot 2. Open to the public. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Approving a Redevelopment Plan for Block 4102, Lot 2, was introduced on the first day of January 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 26, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-02.
Okay, and open to public. Any comment or question? If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At this time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Hi, my name is Josephine from 14 Marion Court, Piscataway, and I had just joined the meeting, so I just wanted to go over what pieces of land that you are mentioning and like what lot you guys were brought up. What area exactly? Did we talk about the South Washington Ave open space? I just got onto the meeting, so this is just where I asked you, where have we talked, what land have we talked about already?
All right. Hi there. Thank you so much. This is Councilwoman Cahill. Just for efficiency, we're on item number 8 of the agenda. And that property is 141 Circle Drive North. Does that answer your question?
Okay, so we already passed something in the agenda. Okay, no, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, now, so anyone else in the public wishing to comment?
Okay. Anybody in public?
Do you have any question or comments?
No, you watch for him.
Okay, so I'm closing. There is no raise hand. So closing the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Councilwoman Cahill, you have a motion.
Councilwoman Chanel McCollum, second.
Thank you, Mr. Roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Okay, item number 9, ordinance second reading, authorizing easement fee simple acquisition of Adam Street Road improvement. Open to the public. Any comment or question?
I think we want to read the resolution, right?
Okay, look like there is no raise hand.
Appeal, I'm going to read that one. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way Easements and Land and Fee Simple for the Improvement of Adams Street in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the first day of January 2021 and passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 26, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-03.
Thank you, Ms. Shitter. Okay, open the public. Any question or comments?
Hi, I'm very sorry to ask this again, but how can I access the agenda? The agenda, there's, can I get a link for the agenda or where can I find this agenda?
You can go on the website, right? You can go on the website. You can go on the website. And you can see the agenda there. Thank you.
What is the website, though?
PiscatawayNJ.org. And then on the front page of the website, you should see a link for the agenda.
Anybody have a question or comments? If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it's your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At this time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
I'm going to interject here for the woman who asked the question about where on the website. So our website is piscataway.nj.org, and you're going to go under government heading, and then you'll see meeting schedules and information, and all of our meeting schedules and agendas are, and notices are there.
Hello?
Okay, I'm closing the public portion. Do I have an offer?
Councilman Bullard, you have an offer.
Thank you.
Councilman Khan is a second.
Thank you. Ms. Sita, please roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay, item number 10. Ordinance for second reading, authorizing easement fee simple acquisition for Leslie Avenue, Mabel Street, N Street, and Short Steel Road improvement. Ms. Shiller, can you read the resolution, please?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land and Fee Simple for the improvement of Leslie Avenue, Mabel Street, Ann Street, and Short Street in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the first day of January 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 26, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number
2021-04. Okay. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. And when it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At this time, please state your name and address and know that you have been 3 minutes in the free to make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. Look like there is no raise hand. So, do I have offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Second.
Second,
Councilwoman.
Go ahead, Mr. Bullard.
Yes, Jim. Go ahead.
Oh, Councilwoman Bullard, second.
Thank you. Commissioner, can you roll call, please?
Councilwoman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yeah.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, item number 11 for consent agenda. For efficiency, item has been conciliated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any item that council would you like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? None. To have a motion.
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Second.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Sheeda. Roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilman Khan.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, item number 12. Any announcement or comment from official? Jim Buller.
Nothing at this time, thanks. Except I hope that everyone's doing well. At
thank
home.
You. Thank you. Ms. Cahill.
Nothing major. I do want to say that the county health department has been asking for folks to come help them out on their hotline, phone lines. So for COVID-19 related items, of course, we all know that the state doesn't have any right now. And the state did set up a hotline, which I do believe the township put out there. Other than that, I would like to wish all of our residents safety and well-being as we head into hopefully what is the beginning of the end with the vaccine. And that is it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gill. Steve, Mr. Khan.
I have no comments. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Ms. McCullough. Chanel.
Hi, yes. Thank you, Council President. At this time, again, I just want to remind everyone to continue to wear your masks. I know people are getting tired, but we have to stay true to safety, so continue to do so. During these challenging times, I also want to mention that the North Stelton AME Church has a food pantry. This is not new to North Stelton AME Church. This the food pantry is being led by Ms. Wilhelmina Bryant. She's not new to this township. She was an educator here in the town. And just want to make everyone aware that the food pantry is open the first, third, and fourth Saturday of every month from 9 to 11:30. And so if you do have an opportunity and you can do so, we also urge you to donate. They're willing to take monetary donations as well as food donations and toiletries. So we know that there are many people in need of support during these challenging times. So if you can, we appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Lombardi.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Chanel,
for asking for that. I did meet with her and spoke with her about running the food pantry over there, and she is definitely accepting donations. So I thank you for that, stating that. And one of the other things that I wanted to make mention of is that I am working on, at the moment, trying to figure out how we're going to go about our cleanup this year. We're going to probably do it a little differently, but we are going to do something in honor of Earth Day, probably for the whole month of April. So keep your eyes and ears open for the upcoming way of in which we will do that this year. And we will be putting that up on the website. Thank you.
Thank you. Vitan.
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. So.
Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. You entered 8875804369955. This meeting ID does not exist. Please re-enter your meeting ID followed by pound. You entered 8 7 5 5 8 0 4 4 3 6 9 5 5 1. This meeting ID does not exist. Please re-enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. You entered 8 7 5 8 0 4 3 3 6 9 5 1. This meeting ID does not exist. Please re-enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press... Please enter the meeting passcode followed by pound. You are in the meeting now. There are more than 20 participants in the meeting. This meeting is being recorded. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Any questions?
You have been added to the waiting room. You cannot talk or listen until the host admits you to the meeting. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Hello? Okay, now, item number 14, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have been 3 minutes in which you have made your comments. The council and admissions will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I had a couple of questions. One, Ms. McCollum, it's great that that you're familiar with one food pantry. I think there are quite a few actually in Piscataway, and MC Foods does a great job as well. Does the township have a list of all of those that is publicly available? I'm not sure why you would single out one food pantry, and I'm not sure what the comment about the fact that the woman who's running it is not new. I don't know if there's some delineation about why it matters whether someone is new to our community or not new to our community.
So first and foremost, it doesn't matter to me whether you're new or old.
You just said it a bunch of times, so I'm wondering what you meant by it.
I think I only stated it once. So this person is a long-time resident here. I shouldn't say resident. She was a teacher in this town. So the reason I mentioned her is because she reached out to me to ask me for a personal donation, and I did. So I donated personally 5 bottles of shampoo, 5 bottles of conditioner to Miss Wilhelmina Bryant. And she also asked me, in tears, mind you, because she feels in her heart that she wants to be able to support the residents of this town. So she asked me if I would mention that at the council meeting. So that's why I did. So there's no bias against anyone who's willing to donate or do anything for someone who's in need. To me,
that's great. I just didn't know the Piscataway Progressive Democrats have been running a weekly food donation and household item donation. There's drop-offs in every ward, and it's really rewarding. I think you're right. There are a lot of great folks in our community who want to contribute. I know lots of folks contribute to FISH. I wasn't sure why we were singling out one particular entity. It's great that there's a teacher who wants to help. Our teachers are doing a phenomenal job. Under very difficult circumstances, retired, current, everybody is doing the best that they can and helping our neighbors. So, you know, we have a food collection. There's spots in, like I said, every ward. It's really rewarding. On Thursdays, people drop, I want to say, you know, between 20 and 30 bags of groceries, non-perishables and household items, all over town. And we're able to help support the Zion Hill Baptist Church Food Pantry, which has been handing out meals and non-perishables since the start of the pandemic. So if anybody has questions about that, we'd be happy to answer that. Second, I'm wondering...
Like to interject with that also. During my 3 months of not working, I spent many of my days over at the Fish Food Pantry. So ended most of my donating to the fish pantry. And also the other woman that is doing it is, she created that in the name of her husband. And I definitely donated $100 worth of items to them. So we're not singling out any one food pantry. We're just stating the people that we have done work with and know that they need help.
We're not singling out any pantry. So, Ms. Gerger, what I would like to say is, you have lots of opportunities. We'll give you your three minutes, but I want to respond to your comment. So one of the things, we're just starting off. It's a new year, right? I think it's important to try to be positive, right? It's time to make some changes and kind of move in the right direction. So to me, there's good intention by every food pantry, whether it's the Progressive Democrats, whether it's Fish, whether it's Northstone AME Church. So when we imply that there's bias towards anyone, to me, who's willing to give to people, I question your intent of the comment.
I
would like
wasn't
to
sure
move
why
forward
you, I,
and just
okay.
be positive.
Well,
very well said, Chanel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In that motion. I don't think that it was a motion, but okay. So there's lots of food pantries and lots of ways for people to participate. It would be great if the council and the mayor's office could perhaps put a list of those places for people to donate at all of the food pantries and religious, faith-based and other non-faith-based places on the website so that people could access them and find out where they could both donate, because I don't think everybody needs to testify about whether they how much they've given. I'm sure everyone has given to the best of their ability, and that's fantastic. We should encourage that. So it's great that you all have made personal contributions. That's super. It would be great if everybody who wants to make contributions had information. There's always questions on the internet and on the Facebook, the township Facebook page about where people can donate. So I'm just making a suggestion. My response specifically, Ms. McCollum, was about your comment that she was not new. I didn't know what you meant by that. I appreciate you clarifying it. My other comments or questions are regarding the gravel ordinance that we were all reminded about in a Facebook post by the township 2 days before Christmas. And I'm wondering if someone can speak to, quote, how it was written that the ordinance has, quote, long been on the books. I'm wondering if someone could inform us about how long it's been on the books, whether you all have done any due diligence about the environmental impact of impervious surfaces, because over time, people have come to realize that paving over everything is not so hot, and whether you have a lead on how many tickets or violations you've written and what the cost to those residents might be.
Ms. Berger, your 3 minutes over. Thank you.
My God.
You can answer to those questions. Thanks. Ms. McCollum and Ms. Lombardi, you're not going to answer the question? So can someone answer those questions?
It's a public hearing. It's not a Q&A.
Okay, Ms. Berger.
It's the public comment portion. I'm allowed to ask a question. I'm asking a question. You have all the time in the world to answer it. So can someone please answer the question about how long that ordinance has been on?
Ms. Berger, your time is up. They gave additional time because council people were answering the questions. If the council would like to respond, they can. You don't need to keep requesting a response. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sure. Hi, my name is Brian Rack. I live on 1247 Brookside Road. I was wondering if you guys could give us an update about how that ecological park is going. I mean, I drive by it just about every day, and so far the only thing I've seen really happen is about a 8-foot-high dirt wall that you've paved in the middle of, which is fairly confusing to me. That was my only question here.
Faraj, do you want to take this? I know it's currently under litigation.
Yes. So, Mr. Rack, it's currently still under litigation in regard to the remediation costs and remediation of the site. However, I think the township is preparing an update just on that situation, but as it's continuing to be under litigation, I request the council to refrain from any comments. Thank you.
Sure, that's fine. Do you happen, just real quick, do you happen to know how long this has been under?
It's been quite a while. Unfortunately, we've been hoping to settle this and resolve this. It went up to higher courts and then came back down in regard to the remediation costs. And so we're hoping to get this resolved as soon as we can. I can't say much more due to the ongoing litigation.
Thank you, Raj.
Okay, thanks.
Phone number 969.
Yeah, hi, can I speak?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, my name is Pratik, and for 3 minutes, I would just like to take this time to share a few observations over past year. And the first thing is obviously I would like to recognize people who did awesome work. So for that, I would like to, yes?
Yes, Mr. Pratik, you say your name and address, please.
Pratik, 29 Redbud Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Okay, so first thing first, I would like to recognize Stacy Berger for outstanding work that was done over the past year. And to be very frank, her newsletters and whatnot are much more informative about what's going on or what's not happening in the town that I understand it in a language that can be consumed. So thank you, Stacy, for really informing me for all of this. And also bringing to my attention things that would have just slipped through the crack or I don't understand, plain and blunt. All this legal language is nonsense sometimes. Anyway, parking lot that. The second question that I have is just a matter of public trust. Public trust is not just ones and zeros being added to bank balances. And I'm going to state a few facts over the last 10 years because I've been living in this town to just make those observations. So the coming 10 years, I don't want to see this nonsense perpetuating. First thing is we had 4 QEs by the banking system that went into effect starting 2010. We are paying double the property taxes in this town compared to average population of any other town of this particular size. After going through all this, if somebody is going to tell me that the line of food stamps and all of this are inflating for whatever reason, then there is something wrong in the governance models. And I'm not going to put a blame on a person or something, somebody, but that requires some level of introspection. The third thing is the street that I'm on, it has been almost 2 years where I've complained many times where there is this running water issue, and the street is not my problem. But if you guys are charging Cadillac taxes, then I'd like to have Cadillac streets as well that mimics those values. So just moving forward, I just want to make sure that when issues are raised, that there is some level of response versus just saying, hey, we are going to just shut it down. Because I've seen, I just looked at even through ProPublica records, some of these tax charities and tax shelters that were going on. And frankly, tell you the truth, some of these charities in Piscataway, they had volunteers sitting on their board with 0 hours. I mean, this is inexcusable. If this passes your oversight, then I have this fundamental flaw in terms of your governing capacity. One question now that I have, the last one is, if you guys are following all the laws to the dot in terms of taxes, which is coming in from federal and state, when it comes to property taxes, how come your numbers are not... How come you don't follow the law that you write? Can you answer that, please?
Thank you, Pratik. Okay, last four is 4525. Please state your name and address, please. Yes.
Hi, Nidish Varghese, 15 Hicks Street. Just two things. First thing is I just wanted to acknowledge, I appreciate the council member that mentioned the teacher that is doing the food pantry. It's always good to know what our council members are participating in, and thank you for acknowledging that and letting us know about the opportunity to donate. And secondly, just wanted to say thank you for all the good work that the council is doing, specifically Councilmember Kapil-Shah, that has helped with some ordinances for some issues that we've had over the last 20 years, but finally being actually addressed. So thank you for the swift action that you guys have done over the last 6 months in helping with the ordinance. That's all.
Thank you very much. Anybody have any public, anybody question? Please raise your hand. And I'm closing the public portion.
Council President, if I make a comment.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Very briefly, listen, there's been, from word go, a food pantry list on our website, and the lady who was calling, I guess, for lack of a better word, it appears that Groundhog Day has come early to Piscataway. Like clockwork, again, it's Stacy Berger, unnecessary complaints, phony problems. Even Thursday, she's going to hold up the zoning board hostage because she doesn't like the fact
I'm
that we're bringing in more junk.
I'm not holding anybody hostage. Ms.
Berger,
you don't get to talk about me.
Ms. Berger.
After the agenda ends.
Ms. Berger.
This is, Rod, you need to tell them that this is not appropriate behavior.
Ms. Berger,
Ms. Berger, this is Rod. I'm going to ask you to not talk about me.
This is not a public portion.
Ms. Berger,
if you do not mute yourself,
and we're not
going to
do this over and over and over again.
Ms. Berger, please.
I have a public comment period. You don't get to talk about me.
Ms. Berger, you have enough 3 minutes.
Ms.
This
Berger,
is not
a public
portion. Please.
You can't. No one is holding anyone hostage. That is a slanderous thing to say. Especially in this politically charged climate.
Ms. Berger,
if you don't
mute yourself, you will be kicked from the meeting. This is not the public portion.
Oh, we need to manage the Zoom phone system correctly.
It is managed correctly.
Well, we shouldn't have a situation where members of the public can shout out at us.
Unfortunately, Zoom lets them unmute themselves, and there's no way to stop that.
So they're not, people aren't following the rules, in other words. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, can you go ahead, please? Okay. Or you want to say anything? Okay, so there is no question. Item number 15, how to adjourn. Can I have open?
Okay, Councilman Lombardi.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Councilman Bullard.
Thank you. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.
Everybody say aye.
Hi.
Hi.
I call you. I say that.
Goodbye.